Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, October 15th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of events news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Alpha Cognition, Inc. to present at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference. Alpha Cognition, Inc., a biopharmaceutical company focused on neurodegenerative diseases, will be presenting at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference on November 3, 2025, in New York City. The event aims to connect innovative companies like Alpha Cognition with institutional investors. CEO Michael McFadden expressed excitement about sharing the company's progress and engaging with potential investors. The conference, organized with B2i Digital, will feature over 60 companies across various sectors, with Alpha Cognition offering its unique perspective to attendees. This platform provides a valuable opportunity for networking and dialogue between growth companies and the investment community.
Aura Systems, Inc. to present at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference. Aura Systems, Inc., OTC, AUSI, will present at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference on November 3, 2025, in New York City. Aura's axial flux induction technology, developed with over $150 million, offers advantages like no rare earth magnets, 60% less copper, and higher efficiency. President Sipora Lavoot expressed excitement about sharing Aura's progress with investors. The conference, organized with B2i Digital, will feature 60 companies across various sectors, expecting over 500 investors. CEO David Shapiro highlighted the event's focus on connecting investors with growth companies. Spartan Capital Securities, known for expert advice and personalized service, will host the conference, providing opportunities for dialogue and networking.
Civil rights icon Dolores Huerta to receive 2025 HPRA President's Award. Civil rights icon Dolores Huerta, co-founder of the United Farm Workers and founder and president of the Dolores Huerta Foundation, will receive the 2025 President's Award at the HPRA Bravo Awards Gala. The event, themed Rooted in Purpose, celebrates excellence in multicultural public relations and communications. At 95, Huerta remains an active advocate, recently joining protests against immigration raids and advocating for human rights. Her legacy includes co-founding the United Farm Workers and advancing gender and racial equity. The President's Award, chosen by the HPRA president, recognizes leaders who have shaped the cultural narrative of Latinos in the U.S. Other honorees include Karina Martinez, Adrienne C. Smith, and Julio Ricardo Varela, reflecting the strength and cultural clarity of leadership in communications today.
The center to host Beneath the Hill Country Sky benefit concert featuring William Beckman in Bourne, Texas. The center, a nonprofit in Bourne and Kendall County, is hosting the Beneath the Hill Country Sky benefit concert on November 1, 2025, featuring singer-songwriter William Beckman. This event aims to support programs for aging adults, offering fine dining, music, and community impact. Instead of their annual gala, the concert will raise funds for essential services like Meals on Wheels and health programs. Guests can enjoy a gourmet dinner by Don Strange Catering and participate in fundraising activities. Tickets are available to sponsors and VIP guests, with all proceeds benefiting local aging adults. For more information, visit the event website. The center is dedicated to enhancing the lives of older adults through various programs, promoting independence and community connection.
Cardinal Digital Marketing to host Scaling Up, the Healthcare Performance Marketing Summit and Flocky Awards. Cardinal Digital Marketing, the premier healthcare performance marketing agency, is hosting Scaling Up, the Healthcare Performance Marketing Summit, bringing together over 35 senior marketing leaders from top healthcare provider groups to share growth strategies in today's challenging environment. With rising tariffs and regulatory uncertainty, healthcare marketers face pressure to deliver growth on tighter budgets. The summit will provide practical strategies for patient acquisition and sustainable growth. The event will also feature the inaugural Flocky Awards, recognizing innovative healthcare marketing campaigns of 2025. Highlights include 35 speakers from leading healthcare organizations, 2,000-plus attendees, and industry sponsors like Illumin and Ours Privacy. The Flocky Awards are open for submissions until October 15, 2025. Scaling Up 2025 takes place virtually on October 28 to 29, 2025, with free attendance for healthcare marketers and executives. Super returned to host Private Credit North America alongside inaugural Secondaries North America and returning Super Venture conferences in New York, November 18 to 19. Super Return, the world's leading private equity and venture capital conference series, will host its Super Return Private Credit North America event alongside the inaugural Super Return Secondaries North America and returning Super Venture North America conferences in New York City on November 18, 19. Over 750 senior decision makers will gather at Convene 360 Madison Avenue to discuss trends and opportunities in private credit, secondaries, and venture capital. Super Return Private Credit North America, celebrating its 10th year, will feature panel sessions on topics like direct lending and asset-backed lending. Super Return Secondaries North America will focus on trends and challenges in the secondary market, while Super Venture North America will cover deep tech innovation and fundraising strategies. Distinguished speakers include industry leaders from CDPQ, Fortress Investment Group, and RRE Ventures. For more information and registration, visit the Super Return website.
Lucid Design District highlights 2025 interior design trends at Chroma 2025. During Miami Art Week, Lucid Design District will showcase the 2025 interior design trends at Chroma 2025 during Miami Art Week. The exhibition, curated by Graciela Montich, features 22 international artists exploring architecture, materiality, and sustainability. Artists like Kari Cohen, Sebastian De La Paz, and Vanessa Gilbert exemplify the warmth, texture, and authenticity prevalent in this year's design landscape. The exhibition celebrates how art mirrors the impulses shaping modern interiors, emphasizing harmony, tactility, and imagination. The opening reception is on December 3rd from 4 to 7 p.m. at Lucid Design District in Miami, FL, with the exhibition running until December 17, 2025. Admission is free with an RSVP via Eventbrite.
Floatorama awards $150,000 in grants through nonprofits LGBTQ Youth Fund. Floatorama will award $150,000 in grants through the nonprofits LGBTQ Youth Fund to 12 South Florida LGBTQ youth serving organizations. The grants will support critical services for LGBTQ youth in the area. The awards party will take place on October 23rd at Hunter's Wilton Manors, hosted by Alex Miranda. With Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino as presenting partner, the event will feature entertainment and performances. Floatorama, an all-volunteer nonprofit, aims to uplift LGBTQ+ youth in South Florida through fundraising events. The organization has awarded over $400,000 in grants since its founding. Have fundo good.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.